survey, Americans overwhelmingly distrust teachers, schools with children's sexual identity. By Brecken F. Teese on December 27, 2021. Americans across all demographics and political persuasions overwhelmingly do not trust teachers with counseling children on their sexual or gender identities without parents' knowledge, according to a Rasmussen Report survey. The survey asking if schools and teachers should be allowed to counsel students on their sexual and gender identities without parental knowledge or consent saw 68% of respondents answer no, while only 19% said yes. Further, men and women both disagree, 72% and 64%, respectively, that teachers should be allowed to counsel students on sexual identity without parental consent. There was a relatively large split with political affiliation, where 80% of Republican respondents and 54% of Democrats disagreed with the statement. Along the same lines, 12% of Republicans and 30% of Democrats agree that teachers should be able to counsel children on sexual identities without parental consent. Independents or unaffiliated respondents, however, overwhelmingly side with Republicans on the issue, at 72% to 14%. Both white and black demographics do not trust schools or teachers with counseling children on the matter, with 68% and 70%, respectively, disagreeing with the statement. Further, the largest gap among any demographic or political group on this question was among black respondents, of whom only 10% agreed with the statement. Even Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z respondents, aged 18 to 39, overwhelmingly disagreed with the statement at a rate of 64%. 27% agreed. In another question, the survey asked respondents to agree or disagree with the statement there are only two genders, male and female, to which 75% of respondents either somewhat agreed or strongly agreed. Only 18% of respondents disagreed, ostensibly believing there are more than two genders. This survey comes as multiple school districts across the country have begun transitioning students without the knowledge or consent of their parents. As Breitbart News reported, Wisconsin parents sued their school district on behalf of their daughter after the school began a social transition so she could present to others as the opposite sex because district policy allows minor students to change their name and gender pronouns at school without parental consent. Similarly, Breitbart News reported on Florida parents suing their school district for secretly transitioning their daughter into a transgender male. In California, Breitbart News reported an incident where parents claimed school staff indoctrinated their daughter into identifying as transfluid. School districts are also teaching transgender ideology without the knowledge of parents. In Connecticut, Breitbart News reported a school district teaching transgender ideology without an opt-out. Parents there said their kindergartner was being taught that the sex you're assigned at birth is wrong, and you're actually a boy. Moreover, school districts are stocking their libraries with pornographic and pedophilic materials, exposing students to explicit sexual material. As Breitbart News reported, Virginia's largest school district, Fairfax County, reintroduced such material after a committee found neither pornographic nor pedophilic material in the contested books, despite clear evidence of drawings and literature to the contrary. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.